It's Wednesday, May 26th, AD 2021. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by Jonathan Clark and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Last week, suspected Muslim jihadists ambushed a baptism event in Burkina Faso, Africa, and killed 15 Christians. Since the beginning of this year, Al-Qaeda and the Islamic State have been responsible for increased violence across West Africa. Persecution watchdog groups warn that Burkina Faso could become the next Nigeria, as the center of jihadist violence is shifting from the Middle East to Africa. A partner with Release International said, quote, "Jihadists want to kick out the Christians. Christians are on the blacklist. The jihadists come looking for Christians to kidnap or kill," end quote. The European Union sanctioned Belarus on Monday after the Eastern European country diverted a flight on Sunday to detain an opposition journalist. The EU is calling for the release of 26-year-old Roman Protasevich, who co-founded the Telegram channel Nexta, and organized demonstrations against Belarus President Alexander Lukashenko. Lukashenko has been president since 1994 and took a sixth term last year, sparking protests across the country in response to his disputed election. A report by the National Women's Council of Ireland found that over half of maternity hospitals provide abortions. However, about 90% of physicians in Ireland do not participate in abortions. Abortion activists are now calling on the government to force conscientious objectors to perform abortions. Ireland voted to legalize the murder of unborn babies in 2018 for any reason up to 12 weeks of pregnancy. Plus, they voted to provide taxpayer funding for abortion. The city of Chicago dropped charges against two Romanian churches that held services last year in violation of COVID-19 restrictions. Just last Sunday, one of the churches dedicated their new 1,200-seat building and gave an appreciation plaque to Horatio Mihet, the attorney with Liberty Counsel, which represented the church. The Christian Legal Group reports that churches they have represented around the country in similar cases are experiencing growth and new baptisms. Acts 2 verses 46 and 47 says, "So continuing daily with one accord in the temple and breaking bread from house to house, they ate their food with gladness and simplicity of heart, praising God and having favor with all the people. And the Lord added to the church daily those who were being saved." Florida Republican Governor Ron DeSantis signed a bill on Monday that sanctioned social media companies that remove the accounts of state and local candidates. The law also enables citizens to sue tech companies if they are treated unfairly. During a press conference, DeSantis called out big tech.
"Every day they act as the proverbial big brother. 2021 looks an awful lot like the fictitious 1984. So it's time to step up and ensure that we, the people, especially our everyday Floridians, are guaranteed protection against the Silicon Valley power grab. With the reform we will sign in today, we'll be the first state to hold big tech accountable so that everyday people who use their platform have an ability to fight back."
The mainstream media has largely ignored people who are leaving sexually perverted lifestyles. But this important segment of the population got the spotlight on CBS's 60 Minutes this past Sunday. Reporter Leslie Stahl interviewed over 30 people who have, quote, "detransitioned," end quote, out of their transgender lifestyle. Detransitioners told 60 Minutes that they got worse, not better, after trying to change their sex.
"After every step that you take, every milestone feels like $1 million. When I got top surgery, I was elated. When I changed my name, I was elated. But when everything that I had set out to do was done, I still felt incomplete."
Proverbs 14 verse 12 says, "There is a way that seems right to a man, but its end is the way of death." The Southern Baptist Convention reports that its membership was down 435,632 people, or 3% last year. This continues a 14-year trend of declining membership. In addition, last year, Average weekly worship attendance at Southern Baptist churches declined by 15% to 4.4 million in-person worshipers. Meanwhile, the Presbyterian Church USA lost over 50,000 members and 100 congregations last year. The PCUSA has been losing members for years now as the denomination embraces theology in favor of homosexual clergy. And finally, a 58-year-old blind man in France was able to see after the first successful clinical application of optogenetics. Special goggles added light-sensitive proteins to the man's retina, giving him his first blurry sights. Scientists published the first report this week on the successful use of this technique after 13 years of work. The success marks an important milestone in curing inherited blindness. And that's The World View in 5 minutes on this Wednesday, May 26th in the year of our Lord, 2021. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com or get the Generations app through Google Play or the App Store. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.